Welcome to Topic 10, Community, Church Belonging, Friendship, and Purpose. Divorce can change a person's social world. It may affect friendships, church relationships, family gatherings, small groups, neighborhood connections, and even the simple question of who to call on a hard day. Some people feel surrounded by opinions but lacking real support. Others feel forgotten. Some discover that friends do not know what to say. Some lose shared couple friendships. Some feel awkward walking into church alone. Some are tired of explaining. Some are afraid of being judged. Isolation can grow quietly, but God did not create people to heal alone. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "Let's consider how to provoke one another to love and good works, not forsaking our own assembling together." Christian community is meant to encourage love, perseverance, worship, and faithful life. Still, community after divorce must be wise. Not every familiar relationship is safe. Not every church setting feels immediately supportive. Not every friend can carry every part of the story. Some people are kind, but not equipped. Some are curious, but not trustworthy. Some want to help, but give advice too quickly. Trusted belonging grows where there is both grace and wisdom. A trusted person does not need all the details. A trusted person can listen without turning your pain into gossip. A trusted person does not pressure you toward reconciliation, dating, anger, bitterness, or quick spiritual answers. A trusted person can pray with permission, respect your privacy, and encourage one faithful next step. Galatians 6 says, "Bear one another's burdens," and also says, "Each man will bear his own burden." Both are true. Healthy community does not erase your responsibility. It helps you carry what is too heavy to carry alone. This week, begin noticing your support network. Who strengthens faith? Who respects boundaries? Who brings pressure or confusion? Who can offer practical help? Who can pray? Who can simply sit with you without fixing? You may need different kinds of support from different people. One person may be good for prayer. Another may help with practical tasks. Another may be a wise pastor, counselor, chaplain, or life coach. Another may be a steady friend for coffee or a walk. The goal is not to gather a crowd. The goal is trusted belonging. Reflection. Question. Where do you feel most isolated right now, and who might be a safe person to contact? Gentle next step. Write the name of one trustworthy person and one simple way you could reach out this week.